There are many scholars who use the religion of Islam to benefit themselves, but there are very few scholars who use their own selves to benefit the religion of Islam and serve humanity. If you want to see a person who fearlessly lives his life by Islam, doesn't back down, doesn't give in, always speaks the truth, always opposes oppression, and attracts people to Islam in great multitudes, you need look no further than Sheikh Ibrahim Zakzaki. We made a documentary about Sheikh Zakzaki, which you can watch, but here's a breakdown. He's a 66-year-old Islamic scholar who was inspired by the Islamic Revolution in 1979 and began propagating Islam to the masses. He actually studied right here in the holy city of Qom. He studied the Quran, he learnt the teachings of the Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt, and today he is the greatest example of what one man can accomplish if he truly tries to prepare for the coming of Imam Mahdi. He started the IMN, the Islamic Movement Nigeria. Despite the MSM and politicians trying to give the whole thing a political spin, the IMN was an entirely peaceful and humanitarian movement which gained popularity among the oppressed Nigerian multitudes in the last decade.
In Nigeria, sometimes there would be general strikes. The hospitals would shut down. In case of emergency, they would cover a hospital and provide services to everyone, every Nigerian, for free. They also have a mu'assasa or an institution called Az-Zahra. So for those of you who've been to the Islamic Republic, you've seen that there are boxes where people collect charity, sadaqah, and they provide that to people who are underprivileged. They had the same institution in Nigeria, which would provide help to the poor, the needy, and the oppressed.
There are Christians in Nigeria who are part of the IMN. They saw the humanitarian work that Sheikh Zakzaki was doing, and they understood, if this is Islam, then we want to be a part of it, even if we remain Christian. And the Holy Quran says, and you will certainly find the nearest in friendship to those who believe to be those who say we are Christians. Sheikh Zakzaki has proven that even in this climate, where Islam is being attacked and defamed from every angle, when a person truly acts by what Islam commands, when he opposes oppression and helps the oppressed, it attracts all good people. Some reports estimate that 12 million people flocked to Shia Islam. Many of these are forced to do taqiyya and pretend not to be Shia Muslims because otherwise they'd be targeted by the Nigerian government and groups like Boko Haram, the ISIS of West Africa. It's difficult to get accurate statistics. According to Vox, Shia Islam was almost unknown in Nigeria until the 1980s when Ibrahim Zakzaki introduced Shia Islam, and today there are millions of Shias in the country. And undoubtedly, the Nigerian government is downplaying the number of people whose hearts have been touched by Sheikh Zakzaki. It's argued that a figure of even 5% of the total Nigerian Muslim population is thought to be too high because of the routine conflation of Shias and Sunnis who express solidarity with the Iranian revolutionary program, such as those of Zakzaki's Ikhwani. Meaning that generally the brothers and sisters who have been inspired by Sheikh Zakzaki are not petty people who think it's important to state I'm Sunni or I'm Shia. Some are Sunni, some are Shia, but they are fervently Muslims who are firmly united, who express solidarity with the Islamic Revolution in Iran, and they oppose the oppressive regimes like the Saudis and Israel. Remember, Sheikh Zakzaki used to be Sunni himself. Being a follower of Imam Khomeini and the great Maraja, he believes in Islamic unity and a united Sunni-Shia front against the imperialist Zionist global powers. Sheikh Zakzaki, with all sincerity, spread the teachings of the Quran and Ahlul Bayt. He worked hard to serve Allah, and because of his effort, Allah guided millions of people towards the Shia school of thought. Millions, and just as importantly, he brought many, many, many people, Muslims, Sunnis, Shias, Christians, together for the sake of justice, for the sake of helping the oppressed and opposing the oppressors. And he did all this while enduring the pressures and vicissitudes of a happily married family life, while caring for his wife and providing for 9 children. Is this not what you call a real man? Is this not what you call a true Muslim? We struggle with 1 or 2 or 3 or 4 kids, and after that we don't have time to serve Islam. But Sheikh Zakzaki did it with 9 kids. Anyway, now what happened? July 2014, Sheikh Zakzaki and his compatriots were commemorating Quds Day in solidarity with the people of Palestine. The Nigerian army shot 35 people dead. Not one, not two, but 3 of Sheikh Zakzaki's sons were among those martyred. 2015, hundreds of his followers were brutally massacred by the Nigerian government in the Zaria massacre. 3 more of the Honorable Sheikh's children were martyred. Sheikh Zakzaki himself was injured as well, and he was arrested along with his wife for committing no crime whatsoever. Since then, this man has been in prison, the Muslim community globally has been largely silent about this. This month, that's July 2019, masses of people gathered outside the government buildings to demand the Sheikh's release. They were shot at and tear gas was used. More of our brothers were killed by the corrupt, tyrannical Nigerian government. The Nigerian President Buhari underwent officer cadet training from 1962 to 1963 in England, and in 1985 took power in a military coup d'etat. Buhari and the Nigerian government now use that power to suppress, oppress, terrorize, and murder the Nigerian people. Sheikh Zakzaki is sick. He suffered a stroke. He's blind in one eye. He's taken bullets for the sake of Islam. He sacrificed 6 sons in the way of Allah. His remaining family is bold and still fighting for justice and truth. Sheikh Zakzaki is being imprisoned without charges while his health is deteriorating. He is 66 years old and needs medical treatment. They want him to die in prison because Sheikh Zakzaki committed the crime of speaking against injustice, helping the needy, and empowering the oppressed. Why is there generally no outrage from the Muslim world? Why are the Muslims generally silent? Is this what we have learned from decades of learning about Islam and the family of the Holy Prophet? Alhamdulillah, there are protests taking place all over the world. For example, some of our sincere brothers in the UK were busy 24 hours a day, every day, ceaselessly, without stopping, protesting outside the Nigerian embassy, demanding that Sheikh Zakzaki is released and given the medical treatment that he deserves as a human being. And there are clusters of Muslims across the world who are actively engaged in expressing their solidarity with the Nigerians and with Sheikh Zakzaki. But where are the rest of the Muslims? Where are you? There should be hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people in every Nigerian embassy in every country across the planet. But instead, what do we see? People are generally oblivious and apathetic. They just don't care. It's the job of the scholars, generally speaking, to wake people up, to make them aware of what's happening and to inspire them. But instead, what are they doing? What are they so busy with? Here, this is what some of the prominent scholars of the UK were doing, visiting Buckingham Palace dressed like butlers, doing ziyara of the Queen's Palace. MashaAllah, a full 18-minute walk from the Nigerian High Commission in London. And it's a similar story, unfortunately, across the world. Many scholars, if they're not sucking up to the tyrannical powers, then they're just sitting on their laurels when they should be inspiring the masses, waking people up. By Allah, such people who pose to be representatives of Islam will be questioned for what they're doing, and each and every one of us, every single Muslim in the world, will be questioned about what we did to help Sheikh Zakzaki. Where were the Muslims in general? Where were the Sunnis? Where were the Shi'as? We call ourselves Shi'as? We call ourselves the followers of the Ja'fari school of thought? Here's what Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq said. He is not a believer who, in spite of being capable, avoids helping his brother in need. Allah also leaves him on his own and does not help him in this world nor the hereafter. By abandoning Sheikh Zakzaki, we are abandoning our brother, and we should not be surprised if tomorrow Allah leaves us alone and does not help us in this life or the hereafter. If you are doing nothing, then you need to know that you are committing a major sin. Ayatollah Dasghayb in Greater Sins lists not helping the oppressed as the 30th greater sin. Did the Holy Prophet not say, one who hears the entreaty of a man, any man, not even necessarily a Muslim, but just a man, any human being, calling out, asking for help and saying, O Muslims, come for my help, and does not assist him, he is not a Muslim. Sheikh Zakzaki is a true scholar of Islam. He helped millions of people, guided them, provided them with medical care, charity. He spoke out against the Saudis, the Zionist regime in America. How can we ignore the cry of Sheikh Zakzaki, his family, his followers, and his friends, and still have the audacity to call ourselves Muslim? Spending our nights watching TV, playing video games, we're more concerned about our kids doing their maths homework, we attend weddings and complain about the food. All we are doing is looking at others, amassing wealth with longing eyes. We're working jobs that we don't like, earning money to buy things that we don't need. This is what our life has become. Prayers are a chore, not a fulfillment. Reading the Quran is a burden, not a relief. We're so disconnected from what Islam is really all about that we have become blind. Listen to many of the Islamic scholars. A lot of them are doing great work, but there's just zero connection to what's actually happening in the world. They talk about the 12 Imams who sacrificed and worked hard in the way of Allah for the sake of Islam. The 7th Imam spent his life serving humanity, collecting funds to feed the poor and safeguarding the oppressed. He was imprisoned and poisoned. What for? Was it for any other reason other than the fact that he opposed tyranny and injustice? Other than Imam Khamenei and the likes of Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah and Abdul Malik al-Houthi, other than these, show me an individual in today's world who more closely resembles the 12 Imams. Show me a person who has followed the path of the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt in the modern world more than Sheikh Zakzaki. You want to know if you would have been there with the Imams had you been alive at their time? Do you want to know if you would have been there with the 7th Imam or the 11th Imam when they were imprisoned and the majority of the Muslims alive at that time, Sunni and Shia alike, abandoned them? Do you want to know if you would have stood out from the crowd, if you would have been that one person who would have stood by the Imam of the time? Let me tell you right now, we would not have been with them. We wouldn't have. You want to know if we would have been with Imam Hussein? You want to know why you're feeling pain? Why you can't sleep at night? Let me tell you why. It's because, as cliched as it might sound, this ummah is one body. And the Holy Prophet said, surely the believers are the same as one body. Therefore, if one part of the body is feeling pain, then it complains about this pain to the other parts of the body through a fear and hurt, so that the body can help the hurt and injured part. If one hand or one limb is hurt or injured, you can't just chop it off and throw it away. It's still going to affect you. You're going to feel it in the entire body. The head will feel it. The heart will feel it. The Muslim Ummah is precisely like this. The hadith is teaching us that injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. It is teaching us that we are all connected. We have to understand that Islam didn't come to cause you pain. It came to set you free. My dear brothers, sisters, respected elders, you will never be free unless you absolutely let go of your fears. Fear of what people will think of you, fear of authority, fear of police, of your boss at work, fear of soldiers, fear of thugs, fear of racists. All of these fears are keeping you chained in your homes when you need to be out in the streets, facing the bull by the horn. The Holy Quran says it is only the shaitan that causes you to fear from his friends. But do not fear them and fear me if you are believers. This is why Allah tells you to fear him, because once you fear him, you won't fear anything else. It will absolutely set you free. You will no longer be afraid of anything except to do the wrong thing. In today's world, to remain at home, to remain silent, to be quiet, when Sheikh Ibrahim Zakzaki is being oppressed, is the wrong thing to do. And if any scholar tries to tell you otherwise, then tell that scholar to his face that he should be ashamed of himself. And if you want to listen to such a scholar who tells you to remain silent, then go ahead. May you be raised with such a scholar on the Day of Judgment, on the day when this ummah will be questioned about what we did when an innocent man was imprisoned, his family oppressed, and his followers murdered. And don't say that you can't do anything. Every person has the ability to make a great and significant change if only he dedicated himself entirely to Allah. Stand up against the brutal Nigerian government. Demand the release of Sheikh Zakzaki. Show them that the time has passed where the oppressed are oppressed and they don't do anything about it. Show the world that we exist. Show the oppressors that we're not going anywhere. Let go of your fears and see what strengths Allah reveals hidden deep down inside you. The time has come for the oppressors to feel afraid. The time has come for the terrorists to feel terror. And for the oppressed, the downtrodden, the weak, to rise up together. See what miracles Allah shows you. Believe in the promises of Allah. And know that He has told us, إِن تَنْصُرُ اللَّهَ يَنْصُرْكُمْ وَيُثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَكُمْ. If you help Allah, Allah will help you and He will make firm your feet. Get out there and do not give up. Draw, paint posters, write articles, WhatsApp messages, form groups, talk with each other, have meetings, discuss, inform, hand out leaflets in the street, buy a a loudspeaker, Telegram, use social media, raise your voice, send letters to the embassy, contact influential politicians, campaign, stand together, rise. As well as these things, pray sincerely. And remember the dua of Imam Zain al-Abidin, who said, "Oh Allah, I seek refuge in you for not helping an oppressed and needy person." And if you can't do any of these things, then just whatever. Just imagine for a moment, if it was your father or your grandfather being treated in this way, would you still be so passive? Some make sectarian ideological excuses for themselves. They say, "Oh, I'm Sunni. Oh, I'm Shia." Please. You're not Sunni, you're not Shia. It's a joke to say that you follow the Sunnah of the Prophet. It's a joke to say that you follow Imam Ali. When a person is as oppressed as Sheikh Zakzaki is, and yet you do nothing and have the audacity on top of it to say that you're a Shia or a Sunni, please. We should be ashamed to call ourselves Muslims while we do not follow what the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt taught us. And the Holy Prophet said, "He who wakes up in the morning and does not think about and have concerns over the affairs of the Muslims is not one of us." Meaning that if you wake up in the morning and you don't think about what's happening in the Muslim world, and you're not concerned, at least to the extent to want to do something about it, you're not even Muslim.